One thing I would say to pastors is, first, live it out yourself. Model what it is to live reasonably modestly, to live below your income, to not buy a house over your head, to not tie up so much of your life in house payments, to not have to buy the new car and the really nice new car, to not have to try to keep up with, so you won't stick out, the level that many people in your congregation are living at. How about instead you live more modestly, give more generously, and if anything, you do stick out? Because shouldn't a pastor stick out? I mean, shouldn't a pastor stick out in terms of his study of the Word, in terms of his prayer life? Shouldn't he stick out in terms of how he treats his wife and how he raises his children and the values of his home? I mean, if your goal is to not stick out and be any different, then you shouldn't be a pastor. I mean, as a pastor, it's an opportunity to model a way of thinking, a worldview, and a way of living that brings honor to the Lord and provides a model alternative to what people get in the culture. See, when the world looks at the church and sees that the church offers the same as the world does, well, you know, an unholy world is never going to be led to Christ by an unholy church. And a less than sanctified believer is never going to be led on to raise the bar of Christian giving and Christian living by other unsanctified believers. Somebody has to be the model and step forward. And one of the things I say to pastors is, get together some of the people in your church who have caught the vision of giving and living below their means. Get them together. And sometimes these will be missions-oriented people, and get them together for prayer and fellowship and like-mindedness to raise the bar for each other, but to then begin to strategize, how can we make a difference in our church? How can we, in ways that are humble, self-effacing, not drawing attention to ourselves, but how can we mentor younger people, and for that matter, older people, in generous giving and a lifestyle that's honoring to Christ in light of world need? And it's remarkable how far that can go in a church. Because, see, you know, we have people come, stand up, give their testimonies about how God has changed their family. And my marriage used to be this, but God has brought great healing to us. We were on the verge of divorce, and here's what God did. So what are you doing? You're telling the story of God's faithfulness in your marriage. What about parenting? Oh, we had neglected our kids, but, you know, this happened, and we said, no, we're losing our children. We're going to get involved in their lives. And yeah, it was tough, and we wish we would have been consistent since they were kids. But here's what God has done to rescue our family. We have people give testimonies about the missions trips they've taken, even about their prayer life. Here's what God has taught me about prayer. Here's what God has taught me about Bible study. Okay, why don't we do that with giving? Oh, but there's an answer. People say, yeah, but Matthew 6 says, don't do your giving before men in order to be seen by them. Right, but the same passage says the same about prayer, that says the same about fasting, and those aren't the only spiritual disciplines. Everything it says also applies to Bible study and your marriage and, you know, parenting and everything else. The point is, don't do this in order to be seen by men. If you're doing your giving so you can stand up and say, God has taught me lessons about giving, then you're not going to have a reward. You're doing it for the wrong reasons. But giving, like every other spiritual discipline, is something which we should be able to humbly, in a Christ-centered way, say, here's what we have learned about living a reasonable lifestyle, about having more money to give, about getting out of debt so that we could give more. Not just to be out of debt, but so we could give more to God's kingdom. And we need to have those testimonies of generous giving. We have prayer warriors in the church. We know who the prayer warriors are. I do. I know who to ask to pray for me. Okay, well, prayer's in that same passage in Matthew 6. We think it's fine to know who the prayer warriors are. Well, where are the giving warriors? Let's go to them. Let's at least let it be known there are some in our church, and if a young person or any person wants to be mentored by them, the pastor has some names, or somebody has some names. You can sit down with these people, and they'll joyfully talk to you about living a Christ-centered lifestyle and giving more generously.